Welcome back to the Robbie Fox Show, folks. A little humor can go a long way in a world like this. It's certainly a very strange world. No kidding. If I had the choice of being born into a crazy world like this one, I might not have hopped onto this mortal coil. But it is what it is, folks. Joining me in the studio is a possum from the great state of Texas. Austin Hunter, a comedian who's had a lot of experience in the furry community.
Damn right I have.
From what I hear, Austin, you've seen the best and the worst furries have to offer.
Yeah, I've been in and out of a few barnyards, as I like to say. Not like your show, Robbie. You tell it like it is. Like when you was talking about them macros a while back. But Jesus fucking Christ, if I had to deal with them right up close and personal, fucking assholes are all over where I come from, because I guess they heard everything's big in Texas, which is true, sure enough. But especially right now, with all those fuckers wandering around in our amber waves of grain. Big old foxes, skunks, wolves, or whatever will come right up to you and be all like, well, looky there, I just don't found a guy could shove right up into my pucker. And then you spend the next 20 or so goddamn minutes running around like a mouse dodging a fucking wild housewife with a hammer just to save your fucking life. Lost that battle one time, too, and I just made it out by the skin of my goddamn teeth. That's why I always bring a bit of rope with me in the desert. It ain't getting out of the butthole that kills you. It's the fall, straight a mile down afterwards. Jesus Christ.
Why were you out in macro country anyhow?
'Cause I'm a curious old fuck is why. Robbie, I ain't here to mince no words. I only got one fucking life, and I ain't gonna blow it off playing video games. Lord above made us all into these fucking pervert furries, and that ought to mean something. If y'all got a problem with old Austin checking out giant buttholes, you can either eat a dick or fuck off, and I'll accept doing both the third option if that's how you want to play it.
What about those weird fur cons that's been happening in town lately?
Well, I've been to plenty of those. What gets me, Robbie, is that a lot of these furry conventions are pitched as some sort of wholesome family event. Jesus fucking a bucket, Christ, it ain't nothing like that. Robbie, let me ask you something. You know how many holes you got in your body?
'Cause
I thought I was pretty damn sure I knew how many I had, till I went to one of those fucking cons. Good fucking lord, those cons are nothing but holes and things sticking in and out of them. It ain't just vaginas and buttholes, Robbie. Oh no, that'd be way too fucking normal. Nah, we gotta have stuff shoved in our fucking ears.
In your ears?
Your ears, your belly button hole, your goddamn pouch. I got one of those, by the way. Ain't supposed to have one, but I think I lost a bet or something before I was born, because I got this fucking kangaroo purse on my belly. Spent half my life thinking I was some sort of deformed freak, born like a dress shirt with a lapel pocket, till I went to a con and found out everybody wanted to shove their everything up into it. I felt like some sort of fucked up golf caddy with all those sex toys up in there like golf clubs. Not to mention they all wanted to fuck it after they had a good laugh. You know, that weren't so bad. I could see the merits of pouch sex, I guess. Although cleanup is a fucking bitch.
Sounds like you still had fun, though.
Robbie, I don't even know what fun is anymore. Sure, I know what pleasure is. Maybe I can even tell you what a good time is. But fun has got so goddamn convoluted with subjectivism, I don't know what the fuck it is anymore. I mean, half the people at the con were wearing goddamn diapers. You ever wear a goddamn diaper, Robbie?
No.
Shit, me neither. But the little fuckers will follow you around and call you daddy when you're as old and ornery as I am. I felt like I was in some fucking horror movie. Remember Aliens, Robbie? They were coming out of the goddamn walls!
You know, you still sound like you get out there and experiment.
Well, I ain't no prude or nothing, Robbie. I gotta get this here crooked dick wet once in a while. And while I'm out there, I don't think there's any goddamn reason to pretend to be something I ain't. But when you end up tied up from head to toe in a fucking rubber suit, while a horse wearing a fucking horse fursuit that looks exactly like he did before he put it on shoves a giant horse dick molded out of his own dick, but bigger, up your goddamn nose, while three donkeys jerk off their jizz on your face, braying like feral dummy types, and there's a goddamn goat performing a satanic ritual trying to make demon horns pop out of your goddamn head, while all this happens, it'll fucking put your whole furry existence into fucking perspective. Jesus fucking Christ, what is wrong with you people?
But you still participate in all of this, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, we have to get into another commercial break, but I want to thank you, Austin Hunter, for the enlightening look into the mysteries of our furry world.
Hey, I appreciate that, and I don't want anyone thinking I'm prejudiced or nothing. Wear your fucking diapers if you want. I fuck around just as much as all the rest of you fur fags.
We'll be back in 90 seconds with more excellent content. Stay tuned, folks.